This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. I want to focus on the sugya on Daf Tzadi Gimel, Amud Aleph, going on to Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara tells us the teaching of Shmuel. Shmuel said that if two people put money in a pot, one put 100, one put 200, so then the profits are divided. It's Machlokes Rabba and Rav Hamnuna. What is this referring to? What does it mean the profits are divided? Rabba says that that's probably if it's a partnership of an ox that was originally supposed to be used for plowing, and ultimately it is used for plowing. But if it was used for shechting, so then they're being nene from the actual meat of the animal, they'll be nene in proportion. According to Rav Hamnuna, even if the ox was ultimately used for plowing, they will divide the profits. Fine. The question is, what's the lamdos of Shmuel? Here you have two partners. They have completely different shares in the animal. Why would they divide equally? Why would they not divide proportionally? So we have the sheet of Rashi here. Rashi says, Shar l'charisha. Rashi says, Shalakhu behen shar l'achrosh. They bought an ox to plow with. V'chor shen boy, and they plow with it. V'ein chalko shelzeh moyo b'lei chalko shelzeh. You see, when you buy an ox, one share is not going to work more than the other. Even though it's a 66-33 partnership, nevertheless, without the 33%, nothing gets done. Without the 33%, nothing gets done. By that token, even if it was, let's say, 80-20, without the 20%, nothing gets done. Therefore, they divided equally. Avoshar l'charisha v'hishbiach b'basar v'shachtuhu. However, Rashi says it's different if the actual item was shechted. So let's think for a moment. Rashi's saying a svara. What's the svara why they divide the profits equally? Because even though they have unequal shares, nevertheless, there would be no ability to profit whatsoever without each share. So each share is equally contributing to make a viable plow. Okay, fine. However, Tosfos seems to say a different svara. Tosfos seems to say, Tosfos seems to say, not, the point is not that the ox could not plow with both without both shares. Says Tosfos, "Demishum hachi have hasam haschar leemsa." The reason why by an ox they divide the earnings is the meikara adaito dehachi nishtatvu. That was the understanding of the initial partnership. When they made a partnership, and to begin with, it was with the agreement that they would split the earnings. Okay? It's not that they are equally contributing. Maybe not, Tosfos says. Maybe the one that has a share of 200 is really contributing more than the one that has a share of 100. But nevertheless, they entered the partnership with an understanding and agreement that they would split the earnings. Tosfos says, "Demishum hachi have hasam haschar leemsa, demeikara adaita dahachi nishtatfu." Fine. The Rush adds a little bit more than that. The Rush says, not only do we assume that they went into the partnership with the understanding that they're going to divide, but even more than that. Normally, if partners have an unequal partnership, they'll spell out, okay, so I take 66%, you take 33%. The fact that they did not explicitly make that stipulation is deemed as if they expressly stipulated that they will be dividing. V'chein gimel shehitilu lekis. Amar Shmuel, Shnayim shehitilu lekis echad. Ze mana v'ze masayim haschar leemtza. Diboylei la'asnuye, they should have made a tnai. Bal hamasayim, the one who contributed 200 should have made a tnai. Sheyito berevach lefia karen, that he will take a commensurate proportion of profit to what he invested. From the fact he did not stipulate this, we estimate his das, shehiskim sheyito balamana chatzi harevach, that he agreed that the one who only gave 100 will get half the profits. Lefishu charif, maybe because the guy who gave 100 is sharper, ubaki b'masa matan, ayshuma masa acheres, or any other excuse. Or any other reason, lefisha derech kol hamishtatfin lehasnois lachle karevach. It's the derech of all who make a partnership to stipulate to divide the profits, lefi hakeren, in accordance with the principle. Umidiloy hisne, the fact that he did not stipulate, vadei umdina demuchachu. It is definitely in umdina, it's definitely a indication that is clear that they wanted to split. Normally, when you enter a partnership, you expressly articulate that they will reap the benefits in commensurate with what they put in. The fact that they didn't stipulate that way, that's like an explicit agreement that they're going to divide the earnings. Okay, so Rashi and Tosfos are saying completely different svaras. Rashi's saying they split it because I couldn't plow at all without your share. Even though my share is the majority, but without the other part of it, we couldn't plow at all. Tosfos is saying, and the way the Rashi adds, since we normally would stipulate, if we didn't stipulate, it's like we agreed to split the earnings. There would be a very interesting nafkamina between Rashi and Tosfos, spelled out by the Sma. Let's look in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says in Choshe Mishvot from Kovayinva, Hashutfin sheitilu lekis. You have partners that put money in the pot. Zeman of Zemasayim. Vizesh Shalish Meos. You have three partners. One gave 100, one 200, one 300. Vinisasku kolam b'mam. They all dealt in the business, stam, without expressly articulating any agreement. Upichso esiru. And it went down or it went up. Haschar oy hapachas b'nehem. They divided equally. Lefi minyanam, based on how many people there are. Loi lefi hamais. Va'afilu lakchay shar letvicha. Even if they bought the shar to shecht, she'ilu tavchu. If they would have shechted it, haya noital kalecha mebesarai, then each one would take from the meat lefi ma'isav. Im machruhu chay. If they sold it alive, upichsu ayhaysiru haschar ayabchasa emsa. Even if the shar was bought for shechting, that if they would have shechted it, they would have taken in proportion to what they put in, because they're taking the actual meat. So the 100 would take a smaller percent, the 200 bigger, the 300 bigger. And now they sold it, but if they sold it alive, then they divided equally. So that means the Shulchan Aruch is paskening, like Rav Hamnuna, that if the shar was used l'shchita, they divided equally. Okay, that means they're paskening. Think carefully. They're paskening like Rav Hamnuna, that even if it was used for shchita By others, they would divide it equally. However, the Shulchan Aruch writes, that's if they sold it alive. But if they themselves would have shechted it, then they would take proportionally. So Shulchan Aruch is saying something very interesting. Shulchan Aruch is paskening like Rav Hamnuna, that if it's sold, even letvicha, they divide it equally. But that's if it's sold for shechita. But if they shecht it, then they take proportionally. Comes a Sma, and the Sma says this is only works out according to Rashi, not according to Tosfos. Why? Says the Sma that the reason why they divide equally, you know why we divide equally if we sold it alive? Because we could not have sold it. There's no way for us to sell it without your smaller share. However, if we shecht it, then you have a small portion, and the 200 has a bigger portion, and the other person has an even bigger portion. The idea, the whole svara, that I couldn't have done this without you, so therefore you're an equal partner, that's if, in fact, I couldn't have done it without you, namely the sale. I can't have sold 2/3 of the animal, so therefore I couldn't have sold it without you, so we're all going to divide equally. But if we eat the meat, so we're going to take it commensurately. But according to the Tosfos and the Rush, where the reason why we divide it is the fact that we didn't make a stipulation and say, hey, we put in unequally, so we should reap commensurate. We didn't make that stipulation. That's like stipulating explicitly that we'll divide it. Well, then in that case, even if we shecht it, it should be like as if we made an explicit stipulation that we're going to divide it. In other words, in the world of Tosfos, that it's like they stipulated to divide it equally. It shouldn't matter if they eat it or if others eat it. But in the world of Rashi, where the Svara is that I could not have gotten any benefit from it without your chelek, that we could say only applies if I sell it alive. But if we ourselves are shechting it, then it would make sense, like the Shulchan Aruch is saying, to divide it commensurately. Okay, so this psak of the Shulchan Aruch in Rav Hamnuna seems to be going like Rashi and not like the Tosfos. I just want to bring one more thing to your attention, and that is there seems to be a stira in Rashi. Because Rashi first says that the reason why we divide it equally is because I can't get any benefit without your smaller chelek. But then the thing is, Rashi says, Rashi comments on the Gemara, because the Gemara makes a qualification. The Gemara says that they divided if it's oimed lecharisha, but if it's oimed litvicha, avol b'shar lecharisha v'oimed litvicha, zeh noita lefima oisav, v'zeh noita lefima oisav, says Rashi. Why? Why, if it's used for shchita, do we take it proportionally? Shahari mischalek le'evarav, because it's divided by the limbs. Vaha dinakat. Rashi wants to know, okay, so we'll divide it proportionally. Why does it talk about a case where we originally bought it for plowing? Vaha dinakat reishis mikhan lecharisha. The reason why we say that it was bought originally for plowing is rabusa ashmeinan. The afa gav de meikara adaita de la miflag b'shava nachas l'shutfis. Even though in the beginning we entered into the arrangement that we should divide it. Hashta deshavach bebasar. Now that it went up in value, v'shachtuhu, and they shechted it, v'mischalik le'evar, and it's divided based on its limbs, yital ish lefima oisav. Each person should take in accordance with its money. So think about it. Rashi saying that if it ultimately we shecht it, we take it proportionally. And why do we pick a case where originally it was made for plowing? To teach that even though originally when we entered the partnership we had in mind to divide, but now we will take proportionally. What do you mean originally when we entered the partnership we had in mind to divide? That's not Rashi's Svara. Rashi said the reason why you divide equally if it was L'charisha is because you of a totally different Svara. The Svara is that my chelek can't get any benefit. My chelek is worthless without your chelek. The reason to divide in the Rashi's world is because my share is valueless without your share. Not because, like Tosfos said, that we entered into the arrangement to divide. So why is Rashi bringing in the Svara that the Chiddush of the case of if we ultimately shechted it, we take commensurate even though we originally had in mind to divide. Rashi doesn't subscribe to that. Rashi argued on Tosfos. So first Rashi seems to be saying the svara of my chilek is not valuable without yours. Then Rashi seems to be saying Tosfos' svara, that the reason why we divide is because that was the arrangement. So maybe you would say, okay, it's not a stira. Rashi holds that the reason why you divide is because my share is not valued without your share. But that does not apply to a case with where you divide the meat. So Rashi wants to know, so what's the chiddush of where it was oymed lecharisha? So Rashi says the chiddush is, even though originally that wasn't our arrangement. So I guess the question is, well, if that's the case, then Rashi should have said that originally. That the reason why we divide if it was used for plowing is because that was the arrangement. The Nesivos HaMishpat seems to say something very interesting and difficult, which would appear to answer the stira on Rashi's. And that is, he asks 9 questions on the sugya, and you know, I could say it's beyond the scope. You know, we don't have time for it. The true answer is I don't understand all of them, but the Nesivos asks 9 questions on this Gemara. I want to show you what he writes in the answer. He basically says that there are 2 different cases and 2 different arrangements, and sometimes one svara applies, and sometimes you have the svara of one chelik is not valuable without the other chelik, and sometimes you have the svara of this is what the original arrangement was. He says, "L'chein nira l'fi ani yizdaiti l'farish ba'ofen she yisyashvu kol hakushyos u'mitoch dvarinu yisyashvu oid kama kushyos v'nischad shu gam kein har bedinim." He quotes the Gemara in Ksubis, and the Shas, and the Yushalmi, that the Rush brings, and they're talking about 2 different things. That the Gemara in Ksubis is talking about, you bought a shar for plowing, and it was ultimately used for shechting. That they changed their mind, or they bought it for shechting, and they decided to sell it alive. In that case, where they changed their mind, you can't say the svara, oh, they should have made a stipulation. Why didn't they make a stipulation? They didn't have to make a stipulation, because they bought it originally to divide it immediately. What should they stipulate? They should stipulate that we're going to take it proportionally? They were going to divide it la'ivarim. Or if they bought it for plowing, and they didn't buy it to a profit, that each one is going to plow it themselves, what are you going to say? Oh, you know why we should divide? Because we didn't stipulate it should be proportionally. Why? Why do we have to stipulate? I'll use it on my day and you use it on your day. The only reason why we would divide it is what Rashi says. Because I can't benefit without your chelek. Or when we sell it alive, I can't sell it without your chelek. Mishum halchi kishetavchu machru abasar shafsha aviyach gam b'chelek hamru b'levad afsha machru b'yachar no'ilum lefi ma'yseyam. In a situation where we bought it to plow and ultimately, we sell it for the meat. You can't use the svara. Well, we should have stipulated originally. He says, either we bought it, if we bought it to plow, so then we're going to divide the plowing days, and if we're going to divide the plowing days, no stipulation needs to be made. We didn't have to stipulate it's going to be proportional. He says, if, in other words, if we bought it to eat it, then you don't have the svara we should have stipulated, and we would not split it in half. If we bought it to plow and then we decided to sell it, we also don't have the svara of we should have stipulated, because there's no need to stipulate, we were going to divide the plowing. In that case, the only svara you have to divide is my chelek. It does not have a value without your chelek. But in a situation where that the Yushalmi is talking about, v'shas Yushalmi ma'iri b'nishtadfu b'mois liknoi schayra ruya lachlek. But in a case where we got together and put money down to buy merchandise and to ultimately divide, you don't have the smaz svara that my chelek is not worth anything without your chelek, because the various chalakim are not joined together in the business. So basically you have different cases. In a case where it was bought for harisha and ultimately used for plowing, you don't have the svara of Taisus. You don't have the svara of we should have stipulated. Why should we have stipulated? Or if we buy it to divide the animal, we also don't have the svara. That's why Rashi comes in and Rashi says a svara of my chelek is not valuable without your chelek. But that might not apply if it's purely a business arrangement. And if it's purely a business arrangement, you don't have my chelek is not valued without your chelek. All you have is the svara that Tosfos says, which is the fact that we didn't make an agreement means that we had a mind to divide. I'm not clear if this is going to answer the stira and Rashi's. In other words, because the Chayra Rashi is talking about similar cases. When Rashi is talking about shar lecharisha, and either oimed lecharisha or oimed letvicha. But Rashi, in the same realm, seems to be saying both ideas. One idea is my chelek does not have value without your chelek, and then Rashi also says the idea that we originally agreed to divide it. Okay, Rabbi Say, that's what I have for you. Have a good day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha, be matzliach. Okay, kol tov.
Thank you,
Rabbi. Kol tov, biwa, bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.